101.7 FM Cool Kids in a Radio Show. Sit back and relax as you jam with the best in RBES.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Happy New Year! Welcome back, Roadrunners, to another amazing show at Cool Kids in the Radio in 2016. I'm Victoria.
And I'm Kayla. And on this New Year special, we highlight New Year's traditions. Find out some of our Roadrunners' New Year's resolutions, and we get updates on the Girls on the Run 5K and our Boosterthon Fun Run. So sit back and relax as you jam with the best at RBES.
Traditions? Yeah, on New Year's, my family lights fire sparklers. How about you?
Oh yeah, on New Year's, I watch the ball fall.
That sounds awesome. Well, Calla went around the school and talked with students and teachers about their New Year traditions.
Hi, my name is Calla, and I'm here with a few students and teachers from Red Bank. They are here to tell us about some New Year's traditions. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alyssa, what is your New Year's traditions?
We go over to my grandparents' house for New Year's Eve and shoot off fireworks.
Calla.
My New Year's Eve tradition is we go to my aunts and uncles' houses and we celebrate there and eat a big dinner.
Chandler.
We go over to my Aunt Jean's house and eat a big dinner and shoot off fireworks.
Miss Watson.
We have a tradition on New Year's Day of eating collard greens, black-eyed peas, and pork that has very little lean meat.
Miss Childs.
We eat black-eyed peas and something green, so we usually eat some cornbread with lots of jalapenos in it.
Miss Stork.
Well, I have a little bit different New Year's Eve tradition. I actually got married on New Year's Eve. So New Year's Eve is my anniversary. So we usually celebrate myself and my husband. And then we get together with friends after we have our special dinner for our anniversary.
Alyssa, do you use any of the 7 habits and how?
Yes, we synergize, and we synergize by working together and putting up the decoration.
Allison.
We synergize as well because we work together to make the food, and then we all come together, and then we have a lot of food to eat.
Jim.
We synergize as well, and we synergize by putting up the decorations, making food, and stuff like that.
Miss Watson.
Synergize is the word. We do much of the same things that have already been mentioned, but I would say we're beginning with an end in mind if you believe the superstition or the belief that if you eat something green, you'll have greenbacks in your coming year, and those black-eyed peas are for the coins. So that could be beginning with the end in mind.
Miss Childs.
We usually also take the time to think about what we want to accomplish in the new year. So I guess we are beginning with the end in mind and then also putting first things first by getting the Christmas decorations put away and getting our priorities straight for the new year.
Joy.
Well, I'd like to say we put first things first by focusing on our marriage and celebrating our anniversary. And then we focus on family and what they mean to us.
What does New Year's Eve mean to you?
Alyssa.
New Year's Eve means that we set goals for the next year.
New Year's Eve means to me is that we're thinking about our year and like meeting family that we might have never like met before.
New Year's Eve is like technically reflecting on your year and seeing family that you haven't seen in a long time. And yeah.
New Year's Eve gives us an opportunity, like other students have said, to reflect, to set goals. It gives us a chance to think about a new beginning.
Ms. Charles.
I would agree with what everyone else has said about a time for reflection and then also a time for setting new goals. And then also for our family, New Year's Eve tends to be about football and ways to kind of wrap up, especially college football. We're wrapping up the college football season.
Go Sooners.
Miss Joy.
I've always been very sentimental about New Year's Eve, even before I got married. I think that's why I chose it for my wedding date. But I've always been sentimental about saying goodbye to the old and welcoming in the new and just having a fresh start. I think that that's just a really exciting time.
Wow, that's amazing. They have some really cool traditions. I don't have. And thanks for being on the show.
Come on, little doggy. Sit, sit.
Aw.
Sit, sit.
You train your little doggy?
Yeah, shake.
Aw, maybe it's grumpy. You know, maybe it's lunchtime.
Oh, right. It is lunchtime. Chomp. Little doggy.
It's okay. But does it taste good?
Mm-hmm.
A little doggy. A big bite. Little Doggy, starting at $1.29. And don't forget, half-price slushies every day at happy hour. This is how you Sonic.
This is your celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times.
Wow, these Roadrunners have some great traditions.
I know, right? Well, our own Wyndham and Victoria have a great heritage, and they wanted to share about some of those New Year's traditions as well. Over to you, Wyndham and Victoria.
I'm ready for New Year's Eve.
You're right. It's always so much fun.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Wyndham.
Most of our family is Greek, so we celebrate many Greek traditions.
We eat a bread called vasilopita.
Vasilopita is a sweet bread with a coin in it.
Whoever gets a piece with the coin gets good luck for the rest of the year.
When we split the bread, we give one piece to God, one piece to St. Basil, and the next piece to the most important people in the house.
And finally, we get some.
Another tradition is called Name Day.
We are named after saints in the Greek tradition.
Name Day is like a second birthday.
Instead, we use the saint who we are named after.
And get presents on their birthday. I'm named after St. Basil. He was born on January 1st, so I get presents on January 1st.
As we begin the new year, we watch many dancers.
One of the dance groups we watch are the Grecian Odyssey dancers.
They hope you have much joy this year.
One of our last traditions we celebrate is hanging a banner saying Kalaklistugina.
This means Merry Christmas.
We hope you had a very Merry Christmas.
Kalaklistugina.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Wyndham.
Signing off.
I like making art because it lets It helps me play basketball and do community service.
I like Make Your Mark because it helps me with my homework and helps me do better in class.
Guess what else I like about Make Your Mark? It provides college scholarships to high school students at Whitnall.
Make Your Mark, developing global citizens through leadership, academics, and athletics. Visit us at www.makeyourmarkfound.org. I wish I could get a piece of that bread. It sounds delicious, like a really cool tradition.
Another thing people do in the new year is goal set. They call these goals New Year's resolutions.
Kylie caught up with roadrunners around the school to find out more about their goals for the new year.
Do you set goals at the beginning of the year? Some people do. They are called resolutions. I have one of mine. It is to get up at 6 a.m. every morning. I am here with a couple of students and teachers to discuss their New Year's resolution. Welcome to the show. What is your resolution?
My resolution is actually a family resolution for the Sigalis family, and it is to eat healthier this year.
Why is this resolution important to you?
It is important to our family so that we stay healthy and help us not get sick often throughout the school year, and it just helps us feel better.
What are some steps you're going to put in place?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is kind of sit down and think about what we eat and how often we eat it, and ways to change our habits, like instead of eating fast food, to pack healthy snacks throughout the day, and have everything ready, plan ahead, so that we're not making poor choices in what we eat.
How does this resolution connect to the 7 habits?
There's lots of 7 habits that it connects to, because first of all, it's habit 1, being proactive, because it's taking care of ourselves, making sure our health is good, and it's also sharpening the saw because it makes us feel good and we get a lot of extra energy from healthy food. And then the other one is beginning with the end in mind, because with our choices that we make, we'll be planning ahead, and so we'll be thinking about what we're going to eat throughout the day or the week and having it prepped already.
Jake, what is your resolution?
Trying to eat healthier food too.
Why is this resolution important to you?
To lose weight.
What are some of the steps you are going to put in place?
Put snacks and healthier foods.
How does this resolution connect to the 7 habits?
In habit 7, put things first.
Ada, what is your resolution?
My resolution would be to take care of my dogs and cat. Well, not my cats, because I don't have none. My dogs and my animals that I have at my house.
Why is this goal important to you?
This goal is important to me because I want to keep my animals alive and healthy.
What are some of the steps you are going to put in place?
I would put, like, first do the people that need it more than my others. So,
Jordan B., what is your resolution?
To save money.
Why is this goal important to you?
So, I have a lot of money and we can buy stuff that we need.
What are some of the steps you're going to put in place?
To buy stuff that we need.
How does this resolution connect to the 7 habits?
Putting first things first.
Mackenzie, what is your resolution?
To read more.
Why is this resolution important to you?
So I can become a better reader.
What are some of these steps you're going to put in place?
Read for 20 minutes every night.
How does this resolution connect to the seven habits?
Putting first things first.
Ms. Reichard, what are some of your resolutions?
My New Year's resolution is to get healthy by being physically active.
Why is this goal important to you?
Well, I just want to feel better and make sure that I'm taking care of my body.
What are some of these steps you're going to put in place?
I'm going to plan a time every week that I can use to walk at least 3 days that week.
How does this resolution connect to these seven habits?
Well, one of the seven habits is to sharpen the saw. So I think I'll be doing that by taking care of my body.
Wow, those were lots of good resolutions. I hope you have a great winter break. I'm Kylie. Have a nice day.
This is Dabo Sweeney, coach of your Clemson Tigers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, Cool Kids and a Radio Show. Go Tigers!
Ring!
What sounds good for lunch?
Beef and cheese.
Yeah, with bacon, portobello mushrooms, all hot and melty. So Wendy's.
Wendy's, definitely. Well, let's go.
What's that behind your back?
Leave ordinary behind with Wendy's portobello melt. Apple with smoked bacon, rich portobellos, and melty cheddar sauce. Unleash the power of the melt. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
Those are some awesome New Year's resolutions. Do you have any resolutions, Victoria?
Yeah. One goal of mine in the new year is to read one book on my level a month.
That's really cool. Another group of people who goal set throughout the year was Girls on the Run.
Yeah, I know all about that. I participated this year. It was awesome.
Well, Calla caught up with Paris to discuss their annual 5K run.
Hi, I'm Xavier.
And my name is Calla.
We are here with the two most wonderful girls we have ever met. The two wonderful girls are Paris and Nada.
We are talking about how the Girls on the Run race went.
Welcome to the show!
Thank you.
Can you tell us about the race, how the race went?
Well, it was really fun, and it was tiring a lot. But I got it done. We got a medal.
It was like fun because we both ran the race together and we finished it together. We got to go on the bouncy houses afterward and Paris got to come to my house.
Wow. How long have you been preparing for the race?
We have been preparing for the race for like 2 months probably. And we were like the fastest ones there. We kept on running and we kept on doing 3, 4, 5 Ks over and over again, like almost every day. So we were training a lot.
What did you enjoy most about the race?
Well, it was really fun. And the part I got to join about the race is the running part because it was really fun.
We also got to, like, run and run and finish it together, and that was, like, one of my favorite parts because my mom kept on setting goals for me where she was, like, a couple feet in front of me, and she would say, touch my hand, and I would run up and touch her hand, and then she would go farther. And so it was, like, getting me farther and farther, able to do it.
How did you feel about yourself after the race?
Well, I was feeling great. It was really fun.
I was like feeling tiring because it'd been a long time. I was like, why can't I do this? Because it was like really far. So
after the race, I was like so tired. But then when I got to the finish line, I was so happy. I was like, then we got to go to the bouncy houses together, and Paris got to come over. We had a great time. So,
would you recommend Girls on the Run to other girls next year?
I would, and if they were on Girls on the Run, I would tell them. I think you're going to do a really great job, because that 5K is really awesome.
I would like almost say the same thing, but I'll just say encourage yourself to do it. So.
Well, that sounded like lots of fun. I would have enjoyed it.
I can't wait for their next race so I can hear about it.
Thanks for being on the show!
Don't forget the Looney Tunes Bank is open for deposits every Thursday. Remember to bring your money. Ask about opening a savings account today.
I heard a song about a rambling man, about a guitar, and I started a band. I got a gig at the local landfill. I was gone and I ain't back yet. Yeah.
I can't tell you how awesome the Girls on the Run was this year. The 5K was amazing.
Speaking of running, Victoria, wasn't the Boosterthon Fun Run great?
It sure was. I loved all the prizes, and especially the last day when we got to run.
Well, Kayla sat down with Miss Walsh to get an update on how we did.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and I'm here with Miss Walsh to get a recap of the Boosterthon Fun Run. Welcome to the show. So, Miss Walsh, looking back on the Boosterthon Fun Run, what were some of the highlights?
I think one of the most important things that we did was the team huddles, and each day learning about those different character traits like living with curiosity, endurance, and getting to visit around the world and seeing children in other places and how those character traits relate to their life.
Did the students at RBE achieve the goal needed to get the Big World recess equipment for the kindergartners?
We are almost there. We have collected 87% of all of our pledges, so we are 14%. We need 14% more of our pledges, and we will have 100% of our pledges donated.
Is there anything else our listeners should know?
I think one of the things that I do like about Boosterthon is that every student at RBE gets to participate, whether you had pledges, whether you collected money. It's a team effort. It's a school effort. It's a way that the school can sharpen its saw, and I'm glad that they allow every child to participate.
Miss Walsh, thank you so much to you and the Boosterthon team. This is the best fundraiser ever. Before you go, say it with me one more time.
Booster out.
I've been over all kids.
Spend half my life on a search for nothing. I came up with something. It's all or nothing. I found myself by the river jumping. It's all or nothing. Gotta be all in. Be all in. Gotta be all in.
Color me gone, I'm heading to the Waffle House, who are proud supporters of RBE. Waffle House is yum, yum, good.
I'm so proud of all the roadrunners out there that got donations. That really helped our school.
Well, Kala, you know what I'm about to say, don't you?
Yeah.
That concludes our first show in 2016, but we'll be back next week with another great show. So until then, come back next week as we jam with the best at RBES.
See ya!